Being a black man is tough, but try being a high-profile black man who's had a run-in with the law. The court of public opinion judges you even before the courts. Just ask Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick. He's under investigation for allegedly running a brutal dogfighting ring. Now, Boyce Watkins runs the popular website YourBlackWorld.com, and he conducted a poll for the site and found that 46% of African Americans believe race has something to do with the charges against Vick. Only 14.5% of whites believe it. There was a similar result for Giant Slugger Barry Bonds. And Boyce Watkins joins us from his home near Syracuse University, where he's a professor of finance. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
So why and how did you conduct this study?
Well, I conducted the study out of my own intellectual curiosity. After I'd written What If George Bush Were a Black Man, which was one of my first books, I would get a lot of questions from places like CNN and Fox and others that would sort of ask me things like, you know, why is it that all these young black guys are misbehaving? And I said, well, actually, most of them are. It's just the only ones you tend to put on TV are the ones who are acting up. And so I sort of felt curious as to whether or not there was some sort of a racial divide in this situation. So I conducted a poll. It wasn't scientific, but I did ask people to respond when they went to the website. And so out of the Your Black World respondents, effectively we found that the divide was pretty much as I predicted it. Whites tend to be about 6 times more likely to think that race has nothing to do with the Michael Vick case than African Americans. But in the Barry Bonds case, what's interesting is that there are a lot more whites who are more sympathetic to the Bonds situation, even in that case, whites are overwhelmingly against the notion that the race has anything to do with that situation either.
There was an article in USA Today, and a African-American man says about the Vick case, $100 million black man, they, meaning white Americans, can't stand it. White folks been grinding on an axe, and that axe ain't got sharp enough for them. What do you say to that kind of point of view?
Well, I can say this. I find it awfully ironic that typically, the most hated athlete in America is always a black man. Before Michael Vick, there was Terrell Owens, Barry Bonds, Ron Artest, O.J. Simpson. You can keep going down the list. And I've always kind of felt that the black male, to use a pit bull analogy, we're sort of like the American pit bull. You know, the pit bull is the kind of animal where you can sit back and relish in its strength and beauty and love the animal if it's lovable back. But the minute it bites you on the leg, you want to go put it to sleep. So the minute that Vick and O.J. and others became the least favored son in America, that's when they were sort of hung out to dry.
What do you think about the language being used about Bonds and about Vick?
Well, you know, you have to read a racial undertone in terms like, you know, monster and thug and all these other things. And I saw an interview where Nancy Grace even made reference to Michael Vick possibly having herpes or something like that. And I said, what does him having herpes have to do with dog fighting? You know, does she know that he has herpes? Did he give herpes to a dog? I mean, this has nothing to do with anything. But the fact is, though, that typically you only see black men on television when they are playing a sport or committing a crime. So that bias in the lens with which the media uses to analyze black male behavior is going to show itself when you look at a situation like a Michael Vick.
We had an author on talking about racial protectionism, her phrase. Do you think, though, that black folks, when faced with what may be stereotypes, then go totally whole hog in front of people in you know, concern of people who may not deserve that concern?
Well, you mean whole hog in terms of defending
supporting
people?
Them and defending them.
Yeah, well, you know what I've seen is that the people who've been defending Michael Vick, like the NAACP in Atlanta and others, they're not defending Michael Vick as a person. Most of us don't know Michael Vick as a person. They're just defending his right to a fair trial. I woke up in this place that I naively call America, in which I expect Americans to behave like Americans and allow the evidence to be laid out before we convict this guy. So all these signs saying, you know, neuter Vick and go kill him and go get him, that's kind of silly. It's a little premature. I'm not in favor of dog fighting, but I am in favor of allowing people to have a fair hearing before you attack them. So even with the likes of Reverend Al Sharpton, who I love and respect a great deal, I found it problematic that certain black leaders were going after Michael Vick before any evidence had been presented.
Finally, if this is a syndrome, what's the cure?
Well, the cure is communication. It's just like in a marriage or in any family. The American family has a lot of pain in its past that it hasn't really dealt with. And the fact is that we're all afraid to really honestly talk about race. And until we have that conversation, then every time you take a poll like this, whether it's during the Michael Vick case, the O.J. Simpson trial, or the Hurricane Katrina situation, you're always going to find the simple and common and normal reality, which is that whites and blacks see the world differently. And that'll never go away until we learn to communicate.
Well, Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Boyce Watkins is a professor of finance at Syracuse University. He's also author of the book, What If George Bush Were a Black Man? And he runs the website, yourblackworld.com.